I'm having kind of a difficult time trying to figure out how to do today's second date update. If you're just joining us, Barbara is on the phone. Barbara's son, Jeremy, went out on a date with this girl named Nicole. While he was on the date, Barbara kind of freaked out because her son wasn't home yet. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. So she was blowing up his phone and then finally posted on his Facebook page, "Has anybody seen Jeremy? I think he might be hurt. I don't know." You know, looking for his son. And it embarrassed him. And apparently the date saw it. So when he got home that night, he yelled at his mom saying that she screwed up his date with this girl. The problem that I'm having, Barbara, is I need to figure out exactly how to do it at the beginning when I get this girl on the phone. Because normally I'll be like, "Hey, you know, you went on a date with Jeff, and he wants to get a hold of you." Now it's like, "Hey, you went on a date with Jeremy, and his mom's on the phone and wants it." I don't want to blow up your spot real quick, because that's probably going to creep her out even more if she knows that you're on the other line right away.
Yeah, if you could maybe kind of warm her up a bit before you tell her that part.
And Barbara, I didn't get it. Did you ever meet this girl?
No.
Oh, God, so she has no idea even who you are.
No. She knows who she is.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
All right, you ready to make the phone call?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Nicole, please?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Excuse me?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning radio show. I got an email about you.
What?
Yeah, you recently went out on a date with a guy named Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I got an email because apparently you're not calling Jeremy back. I'm just kind of curious. Can you tell me why your date didn't go very well with Jeremy?
We had a nice time, but it was kind of weird. His mom seemed to be just like really concerned where he was. She just kept like calling him, and she actually posted on his Facebook asking if anyone knew where he was, and that was just a little, maybe just a little too much for me.
Kind of killed it when his mom kept bugging him.
Yeah, because I looked on Facebook. He went to the bathroom, and I just went on Facebook, and I saw the post, and I brought it up to him, and he immediately changed. I could tell he got super embarrassed, but then he, like, was just, like, really short with me, and it got a little awkward. And
Were you guys just out at a bar or something at this point?
Yeah, we had just been hanging out, kind of getting to know each other for a couple hours, and then his mom kind of got involved.
But don't you, you could see it also as this guy has a really good relationship with his mother, which is a positive.
Yeah, I think that's great. I have a great relationship with my mom. I would hope that everyone gets to have a good relationship with their mom. But if I want to be in the middle of that is another.
Let me ask you a question, Nicole. If you were out on a date and your mom started doing that on your Facebook, what would you do?
I'd probably do just what he did. He was super embarrassed. I'd be really embarrassed. I'd probably shut down and not really know how to deal with it. Luckily, my mom wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
How did you guys end the night then?
It felt a little abrupt because we were in the middle kind of chatting and getting to know each other. And then I brought that up to him, and it was kind of late anyway. So I think mutually we both kind of found a reason to call it a night, not long after.
He hasn't sent you any text messages to try to call you or anything?
There have been a few here and there. You know, my schedule's been really busy, so it's been kind of hard to, like, keep track of everything.
That's what everyone says when they don't want to go out with somebody.
Nicole, I have somebody on the other line that wants to talk to you.
What do you mean? He's not on the phone, is he?
Jeremy?
Yeah.
No, Jeremy isn't on the phone.
Okay.
His mom, Barbara, is.
No.
Yep. She wanted to talk to you and see if she could smooth things over. Barbara?
Oh, I'm here. Hello. Hi, Nicole. This is Barbara, otherwise known as the ever-dreaded helicopter mom. And I get it. I understand. I just went
somewhere in my brain that I should have never gone, and I'm really calling to apologize to you. Jeremy doesn't know I'm making this call, and I'm hoping it kind of stays that way. But I just felt so, so horrible because I know he really found you lovely.
Barbara, I appreciate you reaching out. I can tell that you're a very loving and attentive mother, and you raised a wonderful man, and I really enjoyed getting to know him. But I'm not sure that, regardless of what part you played, if it was really going to work out with us.
Nicole, seriously, I understand. I understand that you're not a mom. And if you're ever lucky enough to be a mother, trust me when I tell you, you will look back on this and go, aha. I promise you. I promise you. He's
my
boy. You know, he still lives with me. I generally know where he is at all times, but it's my son. I make him lunch every day to this day. This is my boy.
Barbara, you might want to stop a little bit.
Oh my gosh, Barbara.
Yeah, that's pretty
You're making funny. Him sound like he's 15.
No. It's just, you really, really have to be a mom to see it from my point of view. And I understand. I understand why you're saying what you're saying, but what I'd like to do is make Nicole understand it from my point of view. It's a mom thing.
Oh, God, I hope not. I really hope not.
I understand where you're coming from, Barbara, I do. I just think that maybe, from what you're telling me, your son and I are in different places. I think that we're coming from different environments at this point, and I don't know that it's compatible.
No, I mean, Nicole, please, I mean, how was your mother when you got your period? Wasn't she there for you?
Sure, she was there for me, but that was also 10 years ago.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change.
It needs to change, Barbara. It needs to change.
I'm an adult. I'm 21, and my mom raised me and trusts me and knows that at the end of the day, if I need her, I will call her, but otherwise I am making my way as a person. And I
hear
that.
You. Your mom, me, every mom on the planet, when you don't know what your child is or where your child is, you get a little nutty.
Oh my
I don't
gosh.
Care how old they get to be.
You know,
oh, this is so
especially
much.
When they're 21 years old.
Not commentary on him. This is from the mom heart.
All right. Well, I'm glad you were able to get that out, Barbara. Now comes the important question, okay?
Uh-oh.
Nicole, would you like to go out with her son, Jeremy, one more time? I will pay for a second date for you guys.
Please.
I'm sorry, Barbara. I don't see this going anywhere, and I would rather appreciate our one date for what it was. I don't think that there's a second date.
A nice way to put it, Nicole.
You know, Nicole, again, I hear what you're saying. I understand that you've said no. But I am going to go out on a limb so far because of what an extraordinary young man that Jeremy is. I will host a beautiful, beautiful dinner. I will do all the cooking. I will stay out of it. I will clean. I will do everything. Just give this young man the chance that he deserves. Please.
Absolutely not.
No. You're missing out on a really good one here, Nicole.
Oh. I'm sure that I am.
Oh,
all right, Nicole, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Of course.
Barbara, I'm sorry that didn't work out for you.
Well, I thank you for trying.
Oh, my
no problem.
God.
In the future, I do have a suggestion for you for your son.
Yes?
They make these like little chips you can put in pets so you can find them everywhere. Get your son chipped, and then you won't have to go on Facebook.